Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa voters in the Quad City area Senate District 35 will cast ballots next month to replace Chris Kernoyer, who was sworn in as lieutenant governor last week. On Monday, Governor Kim Reynolds announced the special election for Senate District 35 will take place Tuesday, January 28th. Kernoyer, a Republican from LeClaire, replaced Adam Gregg, who resigned as lieutenant governor last September. Baristas at the Starbucks on 53rd Street in Davenport are going on strike today, hoping to secure a new contract by the end of the year. The strike is part of labor activities kicked off Friday by Starbucks Workers United in Seattle, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Starbucks workers in downtown Iowa City are also striking today. Union member Alexis Miller, who's worked for 6 years for the coffee shop in Davenport, says the company offered raises that were less than years prior.
And it doesn't even match with inflation. So we're only going to be making, you know, 30, 40 cents maybe more in the coming year than we have been. So definitely not acceptable.
The Davenport 53rd Street location unionized in the spring of this year and has been working without a contract. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report any large mortality rates among water birds during seasonal migrations. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal explains the department is keeping a close eye on a, quote, large event of waterfowl deaths across the state.
The agency says test results so far point to a highly contagious bird flu. The Illinois Department of Public Health says bird flu generally poses a low risk to humans, but Director Samir Vora, in a statement, says people should, quote, seek treatment quickly if exposed. Instead of sending dead or dying birds to the vet, the department recommends people notify their local health department. IDPH is also recommending people look out for flu-like symptoms after exposure to sick or dead birds. People can get on antiviral medications after exposure, which must be started within 2 days of illness for it to be the most effective. Vora says these steps will reduce the likelihood of the illness spreading. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Meanwhile, the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services confirmed the state's first human case of avian influenza on Friday. The individual was exposed to infected poultry while working at a commercial facility in northwest Iowa. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has reported dozens of other human infections in several other states linked to exposure at poultry operations. The number of people who have died from opioid overdoses this year has dropped significantly. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
So far for 2024, 125 Iowans have died from opioid overdoses. That's according to state health data. Though numbers are only available through October this year, the state is on track to see a significant drop in deaths as compared to 2023. Gabby Rajaro is with Polk County Behavioral Health and Disability Services. She says it's unclear why fatal overdoses are decreasing, but she says local harm reduction programs are reporting an increase in the use of opioid overdose reversal drugs.
They can't seem to fill them fast enough that people will take that naloxone before they're able to get back and fill them up.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, drug overdoses overall decreased nationally last year for the first time since 2018. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
And I'm Joseph Leahy for WVIK News.